I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on Tuesday the 20th of June. I'm lying to you. It's actually the 27th right now, but I'm recording this early because I'm prepared as fuck. Prepared for peace, ready for war. What's that fucking slogan somewhere? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Right. Recording it early. It's Monday. I feel like I would like to have some sort of energy injected into this podcast at the start. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start opening it up to submissions. If you're in a band or you're a something, this is purely selfish, by the way. This isn't like, oh, isn't Colin great? Like he is supporting new acts. Not really. I'm always open to listening to new shit. And also, I feel like we should play some tunes at the start of the thing. Obviously, you can't be like, oh, my new favorite new tune's Beyonce, and then upload it to iTunes, and they're like, listen, fucking asshole, you can't play Beyonce. So, I don't know, if you're in a band, you know someone in a band, you're a singer-songwriter, you've got some, you know what I mean? You know, you want some nice tunes that you could use as a fucking, you know, like a music bed for some beautiful video or something like that. Or, I don't know, just something cool. Send the file to colingeddescomedy@gmail.com or generalbanterproductions@gmail.com, whatever you fucking fancy. I don't know. This is a tune I've been listening to today because they've been in contact with me in the past. The old Narcats there, boys. Huh? Listen to that. Lovely. They don't know it, but I'm totally going to steal that tune for like a vlog. It may or may not make it into the world of online media, but fuck it. Nice. So yeah, if you know anyone that's in bands or fucking whatever, just tell them to send me some music and I'll play it at the start of this. Because we're putting out a lot of motherfucking podcasts of late. Get the plugs out of the way. 6th of July, Lavery's Comedy Club. Of course, Lavery's is on the 1st and 3rd Wednesday of every month. The 1st Wednesday of July happens to be the 6th. So let's get that out of the road before, you know, it's fucking marching season, and for some reason no one bothers doing anything. Which is the worst part for me, you know what I mean? Everyone has this collective, like, oh no, there's marches, so we can't do anything. You're like, listen, you know, I don't want to shit on anyone's heritage or whatever, but definitely don't ruin everyone's fucking day when you're going to do something. You know? Go to a field. Have a festival. Have the fucking marching festival, do laps around a fucking course, marching. You know what I'm saying? I know you're probably like, oh, it's, you know, I don't know. But anyway, we managed to get that one in on the 6th of July. Lavery's Comedy Club. Shane Todd has asked me, could he MC? So it's essentially going to be a Shane Todd invitational. You know, you can come down and see him do stand-up along with comedians that he may or may not have chosen to play. But it's always good. Always good. And then, of course, the only other one I have to plug is the 29th of October at the Ulster Hall. The list of people playing the Ulster Hall is actually fucking worrying right now. You've got Bill Burr. You've got, I know Shane Todd's doing it by himself. whoever else, and also the squad of me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett. I mean, if you're keeping an eye out on those BBC NI videos for the Euros, tight shorts they're called, you know, like the one me and Mickey did where you wake up and you have to phone in sick to work. Fuck knows how many hits that has, you know? I mean, if you're going to make a video, you know, and shoot it and put it up, whatever, I probably should have been in it myself, you know what I mean? You know? But instead, Mickey has stolen the thunder. I'm joking. It's very funny and is funnier for him being in it. Am I bitter? Absolutely. You know, but he gets it. But anyway, that video went up, fucking raced over 250,000 hits pretty quickly. You know, the likes of him, he's playing this Ulster Hall gig. Me, Mickey, Kieran Bartlett, he wrote songs that got animated for that thing that fucking well over, I'm pretty sure they got over the millions. So he's playing fucking Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott, Rory Woods, the full squad, you know. Just absolutely killing it. I'd just like to apologise for any noise you hear in the background here. As you well know, I live in the fucking country as fuck country. And there is literally two guys in tractors just baling a load of fucking hay out the back there. Which is about, from where I'm sitting right now, out the window of this makeshift office that I've thrown together, is, I'd say it's about 20 metres away. So if you hear any extra noise, just, you know, it wouldn't be on like one of these podcasts that have fucking dodgy fucking audio. Speaking of podcasts, get yourselves onto the General Banter Facebook. Give it a like. Follow me on Snapchat, all that shit. Follow everyone involved, you know, the Mickey Bartletts, the Kieran Bartletts, the Shane Todds. Follow all them lads, because this sort of General Banter podcast network / movement is starting to take shape now. We're going to have the live. Here's what the list of podcasts are, right? I've done it in visual form on my Instagram, if you want to follow that. Colin Geddes, you know the drill. There's this podcast, which is out every Tuesday. The General Banter podcast with Colin Geddes. You're listening to it live. We then have the Live at Lavery's, which we do every sort of couple of months. We'll do a live podcast. It's usually me, Mickey, Shane, or me, Shane, someone. You know, the last one, Tom the Bear. O'Mahony from down south there. So we'll have a mixture of shit. Usually on the live ones, Live at Lavery's Comedy Club. Then we now have the Squadcast, which is a mixed bill type thing where it's going to be, I'll always be on it, but it'll be a mixture of depending who shows up, basically. Which we're going to live stream. Initially, it was going to go every week. And I think that is the plan eventually. But we tried it last week. I still need to iron out some fucking bumps. May or may not happen this Wednesday. Just need to sort of figure it out. Obviously, there's some minor problems with audio. Maybe there was too many people. We tried to go Facebook Live when the camera was like shooting in widescreen, which I thought was getting everyone in the shot, and then when it uploaded it was in like 4:3 or a little square video. So there's a couple of things I need to figure out, but we did one last week and I think there was something like 2,500 people watched it for some length of time. You know, I don't know how many people were on it at one time, but the stats told me that over the period of 40 minutes there was 2,500 people who watched at least a bit of it. Which is promising, because I give everyone about an hour's notice. So there's my podcast, the live stream podcast, which eventually will be every Wednesday, hopefully at a more civilized hour, hopefully about 8 o'clock at night. There's the live podcast, which is recorded live at Lavery's Comedy Club. It's every couple of months, and I'm sure there'll be more, you know, just putting out fucking content, you know, to the point where it's like, why would you even bother putting on the radio when there's so many fucking podcasts flying about? You know what I'm saying? Good times, guys. So yeah, just to let you know, that was the crack. We did record one last Wednesday. You know, right after the fucking, was it the Northern Ireland match when they beat Ukraine? You know, and fucking everyone was dying. Shane was dying. Aaron McCann was dying. You know, it was good times, but we just sat down and talked a pile of shit. We need to figure out as well how to read those live questions, because It's tough to read the questions, and also, I mean, I suppose I could sit with a laptop and also record from the phone. I'm not sure, guys. These are all the things I need to work out, but I'll get it sorted for fucking next time. So that's what happened, and then as soon as we were done, headed with girlfriend Maureen down to Dublin to pick her sister up from who was away in New Zealand there for a good while. And that was it, really. That was my fun day last Wednesday. Fun times. We actually went to, I don't know if whether I talked about this in the last podcast. We went to, you know, it's like one of those things where you go, like, there's tons of these things in Northern Ireland and you never get to them ever, you know? Like me and Shane filmed in Belfast City Centre one day, and we walked up to the front of the City Hall, and I was like, this is the first fucking time I've ever been this close to the City Hall. Yet there's probably tons of fucking, like, tourists who have been right up inside it, you know? That's what she said. But one of those things. So me and Maureen decided to go to the butterfly fucking factory down in near Newcastle. What the fuck is it called? I forget the name of the place. Anyway, you can like, you go down and they've got a big fucking thing and you pay like absolutely through the nose to get into this thing. It was like 17 quid for the two of us. And I was expecting, like, I was like, am I gonna react all right to these fucking butterflies just landing on my face and all? I'm expecting you walk in there and it's just a cloud of butterflies and you're like spitting them out and shit. There's too many of these fucking things. That's what I was expecting, right? You get there, pay in, open the fucking door. First of all, it's hotter than fuck. It's absolutely roasting. So I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, guys. Fucking roasting. And then we're looking around and it's kind of, you know, it's hard to keep that, you know, it's pretty authentic environment. Those places covered in moss and fucking squelchy shit everywhere. And I honestly think I saw about four butterflies, unless we're there at a bad time of year and they haven't fucking, you know, like hatched or fucking grown or whatever the word is. You know, there's a load of cages with like, this is a chrysalis, check it out. And you're like, cool. And I was trying to film some butterflies, and that was it, really. You're like, okay. And you're expecting it to be this enormous thing, and it's about the size of someone's garage. You're like, oh, this is great. Just let me do a quick lap of this. Ooh, look at all these butterflies. Look at all those chickens. Butterflies, good times. Walked in next door. Oh, here's some birds in cages. I never understood that, you know, putting birds in cages. Oh, come and see this beautiful fucking orange parrot. Oh yeah, it looks great in the old cage there. There was one of them was actually like sitting on this. I mean, this sounds like me going off on a fucking animal welfare thing. I'm sure they're taken very well taken care of, but there was just a couple of ones like a bird like blinking really slow, like it was about to fall asleep, and it's probably going, could you please stop taking photos? And I don't know whether there was some sort of like camera club or what the fuck, you know, there's probably photography clubs and stuff, but there was a lot of owl dolls with like some serious fucking kit, like some serious cameras that I can't even fucking afford, you know what I mean? You're looking at them and you're like, where the fuck did she get the money for like a fucking like a GH4 fucking Panasonic or what? Like serious kit, massive lenses on it, sitting on those mono or unipods or whatever the fuck they're called. And all she's doing is trying to take photos of a fucking, of a butterfly. I was like, listen, you ever heard of an iPhone, you fucking maniac? Jesus Christ. Some serious kit. Speaking of cameras, right? I don't know how many fucking camera nuts listen to this. I am constantly in the battle of like, first of all, let me give a shout out to Phil Bailey from Skyline Aerial Photography there. Been working with him on a few things. I say work would, you know, suggest that he's being paid. I'm sure if I wanted to hire him for drone footage, he'd be like, yeah, listen, bitch, get the fucking checkbook out. But he has very kindly been helping out with the podcast type stuff. I've a little reel to cut together for as an ad for the live podcasts that he shot, and it looks incredible. That's the thing, like, I'm constantly in the middle of, right, I really should just bite the bullet here and buy myself, like, a sweet big camera. And then I just, you know, I know too many people like Phil or even there's other folks around where you're like, these guys are professional cameramen. And they stay on top of the gear. They have the top-notch gear. Where am I even going to start with that shit? You know, you think it's just a camera. What the fuck? Like, you think it's just a camera, but it's just so much other shit. You know, Phil turned up and he's got this... First of all, the fucking tripod I could barely pick up. It was like a bazooka. And he's got this camera, enormous lens. You know, he's got a fucking whole rig that the fucking monitor sits on. I was like, I don't even know where to start. Me and Mickey filmed the other week and I used a fucking Panasonic compact camera that cost about 200 quid. You know what I mean? And it looked all right. You know, you get it on fucking Facebook with a bit of color correction. You're like, that's about as good as it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm stuck. I spent a long time the other day looking at fucking cameras like an asshole. It's oh my God. It's like, you know, when you see your girlfriend or something and you're like, especially my girlfriend, because she's a professional makeup artist, but you're like, why have you been looking at brushes for fucking 3 hours tonight? You're like, how can you have the patience to be looking at brushes? Surely they're all the fucking same. But in this case, she pretty could have easily went like, why are you looking at like 9 cameras that all look the same? Why are you doing that? When you know professional cameramen and you don't really make that many videos that would require you buying, you know, a 2.5 grand camera, you fucking silly bitch. So that's mainly what I was doing. But I don't know what to do because, like I said, I filmed with Mickey with a fucking 250-pound camera and I was like, that looks all right. You know, maybe it's not the tools, maybe it's the actual cameraman, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, do you need a fucking 3 grand guitar or do you just need to be able to play a guitar really well? It's hard to know, guys. It's hard to know. So, anyway, these fucking crazy bitches were taking photos at this place. You know, you walk through, you got the birds, you walk through into the next bit, it's got some fucking reptiles. Had a big fucking royal python sitting there. Or ball python, if you're a fucking American asshole. Which I used to own. I used to have 2 snakes. How about that? I used to have a fucking royal python. Very nice. The Labrador of snakes, you might say. Very, very lethargic. They look quite nice. And that's about it, guys. So that was it. Walked around there. And then just, that was it. You're like, you're in and out. And you're like, was that really, you know, was that really like fucking 17 quid? And then we just walked around, nice gardens and shit like that. And then there's peacocks everywhere, which it's so funny. It's so funny the way peacocks work. It's like the girls look disgusting, you know, like, they all just look like they just got out of bed in their old jammies. Like, oh God, don't look at me, I have no fucking makeup on. And then the fellas are like the gayest thing ever. You know, like fucking, hiya, just go check out my tail. Woo, look at me. You know, he's like the gay guy that's like still banging girls because he's afraid to tell people he's gay. And he doesn't really have an idea of what like good looking women look like. Oh, how many times have you seen that? This is awful, right? Because it is down to the fact that you live in a world where you can't just go. You can't, I mean, in fact, the fact that we live in a world where you have to come out. What does that even mean? He came out as gay. Don't believe you. It should just be like, I mean, there shouldn't be as much stigma around just being like, oh yeah, blah, blah, there's Mark. What are you, straight? Or there needs to be a term like, are you, even if you go like, are you straight? It's loaded with, you better say yes or you're gay as fuck, bro. You know what I mean? There needs to be some sort of, what hole do you like? Here, what's your hole? But then, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of gay fellas would just be like, what's my hole? Mouth, bro. And that's it. I'm sure there's gay folks that are gay dudes that are like, I'm not fucking putting my dick in someone's asshole. Catch yourself on. I mean, I'll take a handy and a toilet from a stranger, but here, like, yeah, there needs to be a new term for that. I'm going to make a new term up. Let's have a brainstorm, guys. Yeah, what's your hole? Here, what's your hole? But, like, you do see that a lot when you, there's, like, you know, you see, like, I can't believe I'm saying this. You'll see, like, some big, you know, let's just say not conventionally attractive lady, and she'll be like, this is my husband, and he's, you know, like, just a wee bit skinny, and just like, yes, me and Tina got married in Portugal, and does it, and you're like going, uh-oh, something's happening here. Colin, you're such a homophobe, saying that just because you're slightly effeminate that you must be a homosexual. Listen, I love a bit of gayness. In fact, I don't know where I stand, actually, to be fair, because, I mean, anyway, what I'm saying is sometimes you see these women who aren't conventionally attractive going out with clearly gay men, and they're like, listen, I'll play along with this game till my parents die, because I don't have the balls to tell them I'm gay, and or it might kill them, and, you know, she's happy enough just to be like, yes, I have children. You know, you see those deals going on. I mean, I'm not being racist, but you do see a lot of black guys with disgusting fat white women. And you're like, is this what's going on here? Do you really just like big fat arses that much? Or is it like you can't quite distinguish what is an attractive white woman? Just saying, guys. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. I don't know where I start. Like, I will... This is the type of fucking asshole I am. I would say I'm quite a tolerant person, but I don't really mean that. What I actually mean is, I'd give so little a fuck about other people that you can just do whatever you want. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not going like, you should have the right to be transgender and have your own toilet and all. What my real thought is I don't give a fuck. Okay? You know, if you've few enough troubles in your fucking life that you need to rant about someone about where you take a piss because you can't decide what the fuck you are. But you know, I don't care. I don't give a flying fuck. I watched a thing the other day and they were showing clips of like, oh, it was from Pride, and it was like a load of fucking drag queens, and I was watching it and I was just like, that is too much for me, right? I was just being honest. I was like, if I was there, I would be like, I can't be here. This is too, like, this is over the top. It's too much. Too much going on here. Now, that was my honest thought. I'd be like, I just can't deal with how over the top gay this is. Now, had someone went, do you want to dress up in drag and go to this thing and do a performance, I'd be like, abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. I think I'm actually more comfortable with being in drag than being around people who are drag queens. What does that tell you about me? You know, selfish. Absolutely selfish. full fuck, just make up your mind, Colin, you know what I mean? Just tell people you want to suck dicks. What's that got to do with drag? Dragging and dressing in drag? Absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? This is why my podcast needs another person to talk to, because sometimes you just go down the fucking rabbit hole, pardon the pun. Here we are. What is that? Does that make me like some sort of, you're like, you're just greedy with your rights? Probably. I don't know. What can you do? What can you do? I did see an ad the other day for... Oh, here! Speaking of gay... Let me see if I can find this fucking video here. There was YouTube.com. Just as a follow-up on the crazy bastard that was talking last week, where he was all like... you know, he was all like, I'm just angry that the guy in the Orlando club didn't finish the job and kill the rest of them. You're like, all right, bro. Let me see. Orlando, there was a follow-up where he absolutely lost his fucking marbles in this... I know he said Marbella, is there? Lost his marbles on one of these things. Orlando Preacher
loses his mind. Where is he? Have to get this good speech where he jumps up on the fucking table. Oh, please don't. Please tell me that. Son of a bitch. I can't seem to find the exact fucking video. But I mean, he was losing his shit. He's like, I don't care, fucking da da da. These goddamn... He was basically going,
the people who are gay are brainwashed. And you're like going, really? It's like, it's, you know, is it literally is the pot calling the kettle.
In fact, it's not, because there's nothing really about being gay or being in a gay club makes you brainwashed. He's just, it's projecting. That's what it is, isn't it? You lot are fucking, yous are all brainwashed. And you're like, really? You want to kill gay people because of a fucking book that you misread, you stupid fucking asshole? Don't trust anyone to pair like brown khaki pants either. What is it with Americans where they're like, you see them and you're like, oh, he's just wearing like a baby blue fucking shirt with buttons, like a button down shirt, and some khaki pants and some naff deck shoes. You're like, I don't trust you to do anything, you fucking moron. Have you ever heard of Topshop, you dumb bitch? That tea's fucking roasting. Right, here we go. Let's see what this fucking dickbag has to say. Response to Orlando gay bar shooting. 100,000. Oh, not a lot of likes. Oh, come on, bro. Get the sound on.
Church in Tempe, Arizona. And I just wanted to record a quick video about the news this morning about the shooting in Orlando. I guess a Muslim terrorist went into a gay bar and shot him up, and there's 50 sodomites, homosexuals, that have been killed, and another 50 some odd injured, and then the Muslim guy himself was shot by the police, it sounds like. And here's the good news and the bad news about this. You know, the good news is that there's 50 less pedophiles in this world, because, you know, these homosexuals are a bunch of disgusting perverts and pedophiles. That's who was a victim here. Are a bunch of just disgusting homosexuals at a gay bar, okay?
Take it to the gay bar! The
news is that this is now going to be used, I'm sure, to push for gun control, where, you know, law-abiding, normal Americans are not going to be allowed to have guns for self-defense. And then I'm sure it's also going to be used to push an agenda against so-called hate speech. So, Bible-believing...
I mean... It's becoming more and more transparent that, like, the more you fucking go on about it, it's like you could not want more cocks in your asshole right now. This guy, he's like, oh, these hate crimes and Muslims and da-da-da, these disgusting sodomites. By the way, the problem always is with gay men. This guy's not going, these dirty fucking clam lappers over there fucking... mashing their slices together, you know what I mean? That's not natural. I don't know, my voice is going more and more like, God damn it, son of a bitch. When he doesn't really talk like that, but sure, for the purpose of the drill, God damn it. I don't give a fuck about, sorry, I just ate a lot of dicks. I just drank a whole pint of jism. Sorry about that. I'm not over here complaining about these goddamn lesbians over there fucking finger blasting each other and sticking their... mushing their fucking clams together. I don't care about that. I'm just more... Sodomites. You kept saying sodomites. I watched the thing with Stephen Fry and he's like, what is it with your obsession with dicks in the butt? Like, he's like, there's plenty of fucking gay people are happy and, you know, probably fucking married. You know, legit gay couples who are like, nah, just don't bother. Fuck, maybe at Christmas or something we'll fuck each other in the butt. But the rest of the time, just, you know, 69 each other's heads. Fuck me, like, goddamn sodomites. I hate whenever the thought of men fucking each other in the butt. I tell you what, here's Colin's gay double standards. I would much rather watch, for comedy purposes, a man fuck another man in the ass than watch him, like, really passionately kiss him. But then I think I'd much rather watch that in anyone. If there was a good looking couple there, I'd be like, I don't want to watch them kiss.
you know, cut to the banging is what I'd like to say.
I don't enjoy the notion of man fucking each other in the butt. However, if I got some sort of video on the smartphone of goddamn lesgenings French kissing each other in the clitorises, I'll watch it. I won't enjoy it, but I'll watch it maybe 2-3 times. Maybe for extra concentration, I'll take it to the bathroom and I'll watch it for 4-5 minutes and then come out and say, this is abomination. A domination. I can't say it. But it ain't as bad as dudes fucking each other in the poopers.
And they're all pedophiles? All right.
Preach what the Bible actually says about homosexuality, that it's vile, that it's disgusting, that they're reprobates, you know, we're going to be blamed. Like, oh, it's all extremism. It's not just the Muslims, it's the Christians. I'm sure that that's coming. I'm sure that people are going to start attacking, you know, Bible-believing Christians now because of what this guy did.
He looks like he has bad breath.
I've never advocated for violence. I don't believe in, you know, taking the law into our own hands. I would never go in and you know, shoot up a gay bar, so-called. I don't believe it's right for us to just be a vigilante. We're supposed to obey the law of the land and obey the powers that be. So I would never take
except equality
our own hands or become a vigilante. But I will say this, you know, the Bible says that homosexuals should be put to death in Leviticus 20:13. Obviously, it's not right for somebody to just, you know...
I mean, you can sort of pick and choose what fucking rules you take from the Bible. I haven't read it cover to cover because
ain't nobody got time for that.
However, there's shit in there. I've heard things where people saying, like, there's bits where it says if you eat fucking, like, fucking shellfish out of the sea, you should be killed. Or you tear your... Like, there's so many fucking silly little rules that are in the thing that you should going to be put to death for that, like, the world would be insane if you followed them all. By the way, he just sounds like an annoying wee fucking, like, yeah, don't they?
Oh my god, like, yeah.
Fucking chode. Oh my god. I just seen a fucking thing that I'm doing comedy out there. Oh shit. Okay. There's another gig I forgot about. I don't know. Bit strange altogether. What the fuck was I talking about other than that fucking lunatic? But that is the problem. No one's giving off about the lesbians. I might be the first guy to do it. Anyway, let's move on. Did you watch Glastonbury? Fucking hell, I was there last year, you know, got to see Lemmy from Motorhead before he stiffed it. He didn't look great, to be fair. He was singing the Ace of Spades to every fucking song, you know. Up next is Overkill, if you like to gamble. Anyway, you can do no wrong in my fucking eyes. The film about him, Lemmy, is one of the best documentaries you'll ever see. Full fucking badass, savage. We went last year. It was good times. The sun was incredible. We got very lucky with where we camped. It was great. It was great times. This year, however, it looked like a fucking mess. I'll be honest. You know, it used to be a fucking highlight where you'd be like, oh, Glastonbury's on. You can get a few beers and fucking... You know, it's actually a fairly decent Friday night in if you weren't going out. You just sit there and watch all these bands play. There's very little coverage now. It's all just like... You know, they've got this little program like, all right, here's the history of Glastonbury, whatever that asshole's called. And then they'll be like, up next is a headline act of the evening, Adele. And there's no other coverage of other shit. You know, I was like, where's Skepta at? Blah, blah. My boy Skepta. You know, so you end up saying, like, fuck all. And then they played, like, Adele. Like, who all headlined? Muse, Adele, Coldplay. You're like, all right, you know... Muse are brilliant, obviously, but fuck me, like, Adele. I feel like Adele was, you know, you had the, probably not a perfect sort of headliner, you know. I had my doubts about when we were there last year, Florence and the Machine. I was like, oof. Maybe because it was the Foo Fighters that were supposed to headline. I was like, that's big fucking shoes to fill. But they have, you know, Florence and the Machine have great songs, big upbeat fucking songs. So it worked, you know, and everyone fucking lit their flares and had a cry and all. It was good times. But Adele was just like, even she said it. She was like, yeah, it's all fucking miserable from here on out. And I was like, yeah, correct. You know, it's hard to really blow the roof off a fucking headline set when it's all piano-led fucking ballads. You know, and all the coverage of everything I seen was like, oh, here's another fucking synth pop indie band. Here's Churches. You know, here's Bastille, another pack of fucking knobs. Here's, you know, it was just all this like, I was just like, would someone play a fucking guitar already? Oh, here's a guitar, it's Chris Martin. And that was all yellow, buddy. Racist. However, Coldplay did do two very cool things. The first one was play a cover of that band Viola Beach, who were all wiped out in like a fucking crash or something. Never heard of them in my life. Never heard the songs. Heard of them? Never heard the songs. So what they did was be like, oh, they get the sort of headline for a song. And they played their song in the background and then sort of played over it. And I was like, that is very respectful. You know, good lads. Yous are nice, but yous are nice to the point where I almost want to barf. All right, Chris Martin. Also, get a t-shirt that fits you lengthwise, because every time you put your hands in the air, see your full pubis. Good lad, though. Absolutely. Wearing a nice pair of Nike Air Jordans, too, which wouldn't be cheap. Quality and blah-de-blah. These were $3,000. Good times. And then he brought out Michael Eavis, who obviously runs Glastonbury, to sing My Way. And I was like, that is gangster as fuck. They really, you know, say what you want about Coldplay, they're nice, they did some thoughtful things, they did some unique things. You know, they had your man sing, which, if he fucking dies in the next 2 or 3 years, because he's about 85, that's a very beautiful moment, and he sang very well. It was good shit. It was all good. Adele, on the other hand, was a bit like, you know, we all know you're a down-to-earth girl, but it's like, not anymore, you know? You can't just fucking, there should be more effort put into that, the show aspect of it, you know, and I don't know, it doesn't suit it for her to be like, ah, oh, that was a, like, you're like, and we all know you're like the average girl. I'm just from London, mate. You don't need to swear every, and this is me saying that, you don't need to fucking swear that much. I'm normal, I fucking swear all the time. Where are you from, you fucking cunt? Stop talking to people. She literally turned into Alan Carr. Where are you from, darling? Yeah? You from London? Yes, I know you're from London. Really crass. Like, what are you doing? All the people down the front. Have you had a piss yet? Have you pissed yourself? Because you can't be arse walking out the fucking side of the toilets. Have you pissed yourself, you dirty cunt? Where are you from? Questions that don't even matter. Hello, my darling. What age are you? I'm 7. Where are you from? I'm from fucking Tunbridge Wells. Oh, really? That's nice. Who's your favourite band? I see Bastille. Okay. And who are you here with? My family. What's your favourite colour? Purple. All right, fuck off then. Fuck off back to your family, you cunt.
And then she'd go, what was she doing? Was she like catching her breath? Is that what she was doing?
That was tough. Let me catch my fucking breath.
You know, and then she would sing some other miserable fucking breakup song. I mean, you'd be scared to bang her, because you'd be like, this is gonna be documented forever in a very, you know, highly selling pop song.
That's enough from me, thank you. You're gonna fuck off. I might hang about and have a fucking drink, you cunt. Huh?
I don't know. It just seemed a bit too much for me. Unless the sort of headline in Glastonbury isn't what it used to be. I don't know. You know, Kanye West fucked it up like a silly bitch. Forgetting his words and all. Dumb bitch. But yeah, more guitars at the next Glastonbury. I mean, it's a bit big for its boots, the fact that you buy the ticket fucking 6 months in advance and then they slowly but surely tell you who's going to be there. As if to be like, You're paying £200. You should be lucky. You're lucky you'll be here anyway. It's gonna piss down, by the way. I'll keep saying this. It's definitely one of the best festivals there is, because you can just go in and out and buy carryouts, and it's very well run. But for sure, just get some decent fucking rock bands. Here's churches. Here's a 12-year-old girl with some old man playing keyboards. Right, I've dodged the fucking bullet enough here. First of all, Euros, Ireland and Northern Ireland are out. So, you know, best fans in the world, though, isn't it? Best fans in the world. You rightly were going to get fucking put out the fuck, like, but best fans in the world. Played well, even though we're playing the best fucking team in the world. No shame in losing to a world champion, sure, isn't it? I'm not sure if that's the team put them out, but sure, what can you do? So, they're out. Me and Mickey have to make another video tomorrow, hopefully, about returning to normal life after the Euros. So that happened. You know, of course, the big news of the week was the old referendum result. Am I the best person to talk about this? Probably not. What did you vote, Colin? I'll tell you now. I didn't. I'm ashamed of myself. Why did you not vote? Because the little fucking card was at my dad's house and I fucking forgot to lift it. Okay. So, it never fucking happened for me. Also, I don't pay attention to fucking anything. I mean, it should be a lesson to me to fucking just keep my eyes open from now on. But, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, that is a fucking ludicrous idea. Surely everyone agrees and it'll all just pass over like normal. And then, of course, it's like, oh yeah, we're actually the UK's leaving the EU now. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Because, of course, you know, the nature of the people that vote. You know, there's people like me who are too caught up in their own fucking Snapchats to even think about voting. And then you get the old fucking angry people who probably won't have to live with the decision of the referendum for more than about 10 years. And they're like, get these fucking black bastards out of my fucking street. And they're out voting. Let's leave. Do a Donald Trump. Get the wall up. I mean, I suppose Northern Ireland's the fucking... The Northern Ireland at the minute is like the middle of a fucking Venn diagram where it's like, over here's the UK and over here's Ireland, who are still in the EU, and you're just fucking sat right in the middle there. I mean, I don't know what the fucking implications are going to be down the line, but is it going to be that drastic? You know, people are all like, you're going to have to give fucking blood when you next time you go into fucking Ireland or whatever, or go over the border, and you're like, I don't think it's going to be that rough. You know, I really don't. I mean, because you're not in the European Union, you're still in Europe, aren't you? Does that make sense? As an area? You know, I'm sure if you're going from Northern Ireland to fucking France, they're going to be, you know, it's not like you're coming from, you know, you're flying in from Syria. They're going to be like, oh, well, you're only over there, so come on ahead. But then again, I don't know. France are a bit more crazy with the old immigration. I don't know the fucking implications other than the pound shit itself immediately, which I think is, of course, just a natural reaction to anyone leaving anything. There's the immediate, like, well, fuck that guy type of attitude. And then, of course, after probably campaigning for it, Boris Johnson, who, by the way, if that cunt... You wouldn't trust that cunt to do... I've said this about many people. If you went into, like... Say you went into... Right, we're talking about cameras earlier, right? Look at the birds out there because they're cutting the grass. Fuck me. That is terrifying. I was talking about cameras earlier. If I went into Jessup's and there's like two guys and one of them looked like just a normal fucking guy, like a Rory Woods, right? Looked like a fucking lesbian. And then, like, Boris Johnson's on the other side of the thing and Boris Johnson's like, would you like some help with the camera? I'd be like, no, I'm okay, thank you, bye. You know, till the other guy was like, you okay, mate? And he'd be like, yeah, fuck me, I'm not gonna talk to that guy. Is he on here, some sort of care in the community, or what's the crack? You're like, oh no, Mayor of London. Can't cut his fucking hair. And we're back. Took a brief break there, because guess who's here?
Me.
Maureen.
Here, I was just saying how, like, how you wouldn't try. I was talking about the Brexit thing.
Oh.
And I was going to say about how stupid his face was after they actually won the decision.
Whose
face? Boris.
Oh, right.
And I was saying how if like, the old, like, fucking look at him test, where I was like, because I was talking about cameras there, I was like, if I went into Jessup's, and I was like, I need advice from someone, and I was trying to explain, like, they're like a normal looking guy, and I said, like, Rory Woods, just your average, just lesbian female, and then Boris Johnson, and he was like, do you want any help with the camera? And you'd be like, no, I'm okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And then the other guy would come up and be like, the Rory Woods guy would be like, do you want help? And you'd be like, oh yeah, thank God. I thought this window licker here was going to tell me about cameras. Right? And you're like, is he, and I was going to say, like, is he here on some sort of initiative set up by the government? And yeah. You're like, no, he is the government. He actually runs London. So how about that?
Yeah, it's a fair point, really.
Yeah. The old, that's what they should call
just
it.
Look at him.
The shape. Fucking look at him test. So what was the deal with the thing where David Cameron stepped down, which meant that no matter what the next step he makes is, if he's the Prime Minister, Boris, he's going to look like an asshole either way.
Basically, yeah.
What's the thing called? What's it? The
Article 50?
Article 50.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he kind of did checkmate them a little bit.
Checkmate?
Well, there was like a guy put up a big post about it. Everyone's probably seen it. Basically saying by him stepping down and not sort of initiating the whole thing, you know, getting it really started straight away, he's meant that whoever does come next either has to make the decision to do it, which could go totally wrong. They'll make a decision not to do it, which will then look bad for them if they were totally like,
they go back on their word.
Yeah, or if they just don't go for it at all now after saying that they were. So whether that's Boris or anything, if they just actually don't go for the position anymore after saying that they were, they'll still look like a bit of an idiot, and they'll still kind of look like they've gone back on their word. Because it does sound a bit like, you know, you've heard reports where they've said, oh yeah, we didn't really have a plan yet, or like Downing Street should have had a plan already and all this kind of stuff. And you're like, well, yeah. Maybe you should have thought about that. I think, well, I don't know, but it kind of does seem like they didn't really expect it to happen.
Not a thought. What my thought was, being a person who knows nothing about politics, like I said to you earlier, maybe that was just the opposition attitude, where they're like, we're going to go for this because that's kind of what we would be expected to do. Also, we're going to gain voters from all these fucking...
Oh yeah, that happens all the time in politics. Like,
asshole racists.
They'll go for something just because it will either sound good or because they don't actually think it'll ever happen.
Yeah.
So it's all well and good to build confidence behind your door saying this is going to happen. And then someone's like, oh, actually just come out and do it then. And they're like, oh,
yeah,
that is a bit more tricky.
I didn't actually think about that at all.
Yeah, it's like, you know, being in a bar and be like, yeah, I'll do karaoke. And someone's like, all right, get up and do it. Like, oh no, I didn't actually think you'd actually call my name. I just thought I'd sound
like a heckler at a comedy gig. You're not funny, and just give them the mic and go,
yeah, there you go.
You did it then.
I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't actually think you
sorry,
would.
I had no respect for what you were doing at all.
Yeah, just it was really, really funny and confident from back here. But now,
that's the annoying thing about a lot of politics is just because you're up the opposing side automatically means that you have to oppose someone's like ideas. When some ideas are just, why can't you just agree on them?
Yeah, and also in UK politics anyway, when you're part of a party, you have to be seen publicly to agree with everything.
Yeah.
You have to go with the party whip, basically, so you can't...
Because always talk
even
about,
if you personally disagree with something, you have to go with...
Even in, like, American politics,
they would basically
slag people for being, like, flip-floppers, like, on opinions, but you're like, that's what you want. You want someone to go, I thought this... And then I've been corrected, and now this is the correct thing to think.
It would be probably a bit more, I don't know, truthful if parties were allowed to individually, the people were allowed to kind of be like, actually, I don't agree with them on this bit, you know.
Yeah.
But really, it's like they kind of all have to be seen publicly anyway to agree on the same thing. But that kind of shit. Yeah, I mean, it's funny.
Like, is there anyone in the DUP that's like, I have loads of mates want to get gay married?
Yeah, there could be, yeah, of course. But in here, you know, over here, probably unlikely. They probably are very all the same opinion.
That's video of Willie Fraser the other day, and I was like, he shouldn't be allowed to operate a fucking fork, let alone, like, he's... Did you see that video where he's all like...
I heard it in the background.
Is he from, like, South Armagh or something? Because he had that voice. He's like, them boys across the border. Yeah. And you're like, fucking speak right and stop saying Westminster, you dumb cunt.
My name's Willie Fraser, and across the border there where they're eating spuds and butter.
You're like, do you cut your hair with a knife, you fucking spastic? I just imagine from the waist down he was just wearing a nappy and someone just let him run around the garden for a minute.
Yeah, he wears a vest.
I'm out here talking about the border, right? I'm just filling my fucking...
It was a bit like a little, you know, only child who's a bit weird. Who
got a hold of a camera.
Yeah, he started making his own videos from home and you're like, oh God, you really don't... You haven't seen enough of the world to start having opinions like that.
I mean, it's that's what it is. Because how like, you know... I never met anybody that was like... had racial issues or like, you know, like issues with people's sexuality or sectarianism as soon as you go to like uni.
Yeah.
Because there's everyone's there. So you're like, yeah. What are you gonna be, the fucking asshole in the corner who's like hates gays or something? And you're like, and
yeah, everyone's, you wouldn't just get away with
everyone's
that.
Just like, you're like, what are you meant? Why are you being like that?
Yeah, I mean, in university, probably people probably wish they were gay because they were the cool guys then. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you go to university, everyone loves finding what could possibly be different about them and putting it out there. You know, it's almost like a...
There's a guy I went to uni with, I'm not going to mention his name, but the guy banged more women than anybody, then came out as gay, and I was like, I'd take gay if you could tear through about 30 pusses there. Pussy.
Don't say that.
Pussy.
Sounds weird.
That's my pussy.
Percy.
My Percy. Jesus Christ. So yeah, I don't know what it's going to mean for the minute. But then again, you've got the whole Scotland thing. Where, like, as you said, it's not really law yet, so they do what they did down south and just keep having referendums till they get there.
It is technically advisory, really. It is a referendum. It is just a, you know, they put out a question and see what people's rough thoughts are. So it wasn't like we were waking up to like doomsday here and everything's changed all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's just
and
like a
your bank account's all dear, you know, different, and you open up your cupboards and all your food's been taken out. Yeah, it's not like that. It is, yeah, it's more or less survey.
Well, that's how you wake up every day.
Yeah.
Because I just went through it.
Colin, did you eat everything you
fucking yeah. Prom.
But yes, but I think what it is if you have a referendum, it looks very bad then if you don't actually initiate it after the people have spoken, essentially. It would look really, really bad if they don't do it. But funny that thing, the whole petition we were saying about that, you know, the call for the second referendum, if there's a under 75% turnout, there should be a 60% or whatever. But that was allegedly started by a guy who wanted to leave. And he was doing it the same way a lot of people, not thinking that they were actually going to leave. And it was so that if it stayed remain, that it would be like another referendum to be like, no, that's not enough of a margin to say and stuff like that.
It cracks me up the way. Like, there's definitely sort of safety in numbers, but then people say things like, you know, Farage, who I'd want to hit him in the teeth with a spanner. He makes me sick. But like, that's stupid wee smiley, didn't he? But what was I going to say? Oh, what the fuck? I was going to say something really interesting.
You were looking at that fly, weren't you?
Yeah, there was a fly and it just went complete ADD.
I just knew that. I seen a fly and I could see you looking at it. I could see your word slowing down in slow motion. I was like, Colin's going to not remember what he's saying because he's so transfixed on this bloody fly. So what was I going to say, Colin? Political master.
Something about Farage. What was I going to say there?
Twat?
He's a twat. What the fuck was I going to say? It was really interesting to you. And then that fly threw me off.
Colin. No.
Oh yeah, he kept saying like, you know, no, we finally are a proper country and we're not under the rule of the EU. And you're like, what rules was it like every day you have to stab your children? What
no,
rules are you talking about?
It does have a lot of power still. They can create, but the thing is, you could say a lot of bad things about anything. But there was a lot. There was so much good things from being from the EU.
Yeah.
You know, especially. Say we're in the countryside now, a lot of grants are given out to people in rural places to, you know, renewable energy and like for farming, things like that people maybe didn't even think of, like that would be a way. Or there's loads of things being built, you know, that's from EU money and stuff, you know, to help, you know,
business
different
startups
like different towns to regenerate them and stuff like this. You know, I think maybe people didn't realise that's where that money maybe came from. You know, I don't think people really you know, if you could go around everything and put a sticker on it, being like, this was because of the EU, you only got this because of the EU, you only get 28 days a year holiday because technically the EU, you know, if you really, if you could put a big sticker physically on things, people might go, oh, I had no idea it actually affected so many things. To the normal person, including me, because I didn't really know even that much about it, but you could sit here and be like, oh, yeah, why would you want someone else, you know, having control? Let's us just control ourselves. It'll be amazing. We, you know, we'll have all this money that we're not paying them, etc., etc. That sounds lovely and romantic. It'll be a really beautiful romantic view of it. But when you're actually taking away the things that they're given to you, I think a lot of people did then regret it. Being, I think people didn't realise. They nearly should have done like a fake one to be like, no, this is how it will be, by the way, before the referendum. You know, we're going to do a mock, like, we've left the EU, here's how it's going to be, here's what's going to change, you know, all that kind of shit. People might, I don't think as many people would have said to leave then, if they really realised to the extent that, you know, I don't think people realise things like, you know, your cheap flights can go up now, and, you know, your currency is worth less, all the things like, people maybe just didn't think enough about it, really.
Yeah, all those.
They were just thinking, oh, we'll stop, you know, foreigners coming into our country flights or something. Yeah.
That are cheap and fucking last minute, and you don't need to, you can do it with your fucking driving license or whatever, like, that'll probably all go away. You need visas to go to fucking...
Well, you might necessarily need a visa, but there'll definitely be a bit more, maybe, planning involved in a trip. But, yeah. But, I mean, it's because it sounded all brilliant, like, all this money going to NHS and everything. It sounds amazing, obviously. Sorry. Oh my god, I'm getting sick of the NHS.
I know. That's going to cost you 45 grand to get them sniffles away.
But isn't that funny though? Whereas they advertise it that they're going to give all this money, not all of it, but they're you know, they did it like, oh, all the NHS, imagine the NHS could have all this money. But it's still the people there that wanted private healthcare, so you're like, well, that's probably still not going
to
happen.
I mean, the option at the minute is you get the free healthcare, and if you have the money, you have the option to go private. Which is the best way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is the best way for anything. You know, it shouldn't be like, you have money, you get moved up the list, on the normal list that everyone's on.
It's like, or that you can't afford basic.
It's like, everyone's on the basic list, and if you have the means to do something quicker or better,
yeah,
go for it.
Most people do, don't they?
I saw a guy, like, I have a fucked up knee, and there's a dude on Facebook, and he's like, there we go, 3 operations, and fucking, it was like, 12 grand later, and we've got 2 screws in my knee, and you're like, Jesus Christ! You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Mad. Right, we'll hit some questions here, because we're going shopping.
Yeah. We're trying to talk about things that we probably
we have
really
no
do know
fucking
anyway.
Idea about. Yeah. Probably don't really care about it, but what do you think about the Brexit? Yeah, we just talked about that, kind of. I don't know enough about it.
I think, like anything, only time will tell, really. I don't know, you can really judge what's going to happen just yet. It might happen, it might happen, it might be fine, it might not be fine.
You know, like a dairy farmer would have a lot more of an opinion on. But I'm talking to myself in a room, fuck's sake.
It's not really affecting...
Christmas, no. It's like that Bill Hicks joke where it's like, murder, death, rape, da-da-da, and you look outside and it's like... It's like, where's it happening? There's like...
Yeah.
That's kind of us. You're like, oh, the world's falling apart, and you're like...
Yeah, the little guys just cutting the field there. It's very pleasant, actually.
Did you see the amount of birds a minute ago?
No.
It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah, they're probably both
there. Thoughts on who would win the fight between Donald Trump and Boris Johnson? I think it would just be like rubbing 2 flaccid cocks together. I don't know if anyone would hurt each other.
Would it be really squeaky as well?
A lot of blonde-on-blonde violence. Be like 2 Labradors licking each other. I don't know. If they both could just die in a fire, would all be... Right, here we go. Would you rather be caught by Brock Lesnar or Mark Hunt for dipping it in their missus?
Yeah.
So who would I...
Rather be caught?
If I was banging one of their wives, which... Who would I... I mean, they're both going to beat the shit out of me, so it's like...
Who would be the lesser? That's what he's trying to get to real here, I see. I see what he's doing here.
I mean, I would say... Mark Hunt is such a good fighter... And a very good boxer, kickboxer, that maybe his wife, because he would just hit you once and you'd die. So
you'd rather not?
Because Brock Lesnar's just like, he would be like being just molested by a gorilla. I think he would throw you at walls and, you know what I mean, choke you and throw you about.
And is this true, do you think, of the fight that they're going to have?
Oh, Mark Hunt will just hit him once and then knock him out cold, yeah.
Interesting.
Even though their physiques would tell you different. Brock Lesnar is about as much of a beast as you can be physically. And Mark Hunt looks like me with a tan. And he will knock him out, like, there's no doubt about it.
Ooh, interesting.
Roy Nelson doesn't get knocked out by anybody, and Mark Hunt uppercutted him and walked away as he flopped to the ground. Like, he's done it so many times, he knew he knocked him out. He's like, oh, and just, see you later. And no one knocks Roy Nelson out in the corner. What's that quote? Chris Kringles. What software do you use to edit videos? I'm using iMovie and exporting is slow. Near shite myself with the huge GoPro files too. I don't want to get into fucking tech guys type stuff. iMovie's actually okay. It does take a while to render out though. Although they do have filters the way you get on Instagram, Maureen.
Nice.
So you just go click and it looks like a film. So that's good. Final Cut is the way to go if you're on a Mac. You can either pay for it or steal it, whatever you choose to do. Here's a tip for the GoPro files. It's obviously in huge HD. What I would do is I would open it in like a 720p file. This is so boring. So when you go to open a file in Final Cut, there's a choice to either make the video the size of the first clip you put in, or make it a custom size. Make it a custom size so it's like 720 and just bring the HD footage in. Doesn't really matter if you put it up on Facebook. Who gives a fuck? I'm saying, Maureen, you love it. But my computer will shit itself if I just put the GoPro footage straight in. You can also create proxies, but you know, let's not get crazy.
Leave it for another day, guys.
Yeah, look into creating a proxy. Oh, it's on iMovie. Yeah, get Final Cut for fuck's sake. Gaffer Cross. Wouldn't everything be better by adding fat, nudie women to it? Football, Belsonic for another. Fat, nudie women. This guy talks like he's in the 20s.
Nudie women?
Fat, nudie women. Would you watch fat women play football naked?
No. I don't watch football anyway.
So I mean, you could probably get some naked fat women at Belsonic.
You could get naked fat women anywhere and naked fat men, but... I mean, it might be funny, but...
Maybe
the only thing make football
naked
more
interesting.
Naked
men are hilarious, really, aren't they? Even if they're in really good nick, it's always funny to see, like, a naked man just run with his wee arse out.
Yeah. Like, a naked man's arse is funny.
Yeah.
A naked stranger's man's penis coming towards you is not
gross.
Probably...
Gross. And
it's a bit threatening.
It actually needs to be, like, the little nubbin dick for it to be quite cute and funny.
Mm.
No one's running around with a fucking piece on them, like... Haha, look how funny it is, I'm naked. And you're like, that's inappropriate. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to have the balls longer than the dick. That,
okay, this is too much information.
That set up there, the hilarious bush, for it to be like, haha, he's a naked man. If you're rocking, like, the elephant dick that dips down over the balls, you know, you're a bit like, that's an inappropriate dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope that answered your question.
Thank you. Oh, there's my video up, like. Barry Blender's Riding 101. Yeah, it's a bit late for that. Yes. Google Jet from Gladiators to see if she ever got the raspy ripples out. Because remember I was talking on the last podcast about, like, why can, like, every female that you've seen on TV, actor, whatever, you can near enough just see their tits. And I was talking about, like, is there not, like, a database of just men's dicks. You can't see anyone's dick that you want. You near enough see anyone's tits.
That's true.
Jet from...
Well, penises aren't shown as much on, like, normal things as boobs, so...
They should be. I mean, you're talking about fucking 50 Shades of Grey, where everyone was so thirsty for dick, and you didn't see dick at all.
Nope.
It should have...
Too rare to see.
I mean, there was a few dicks in the start, wasn't there? Do you remember Jeff from Gladiator? She was hot as shit back in the day. So 90s hot too. I don't think she had the tits out though. Do you remember Gladiators? Everyone's just roided off their tits. Let's see. On the countdown for titties. I don't think Jet ever got her bops out. In good nick though. Looks like she'd run through a fucking wall there. Let's move on with the questions. Let's rattle through these more, Mama, and then we'll go shopping. It's become a custom now that you just come in at the last part of the podcast.
I don't know how I do it, but somehow I'm always doing something and coming in the house and you're always doing a podcast.
EU referendum opinions, Fergal James. Yeah, I'm just unqualified to talk about it. Johnny Gibson, Partridge or Brent? Definitely both, but for me, personally, I'd say Brent. Okay. Just because I grew up with it, you know. Partridge I had to go back and sort of rewatch as an older man. But they're both brilliant. If you could pick two different types of hooligans to scrap, who would they be? What? Probably definitely just a fat English man who's drunk.
Would you enjoy that?
I wouldn't enjoy it at all, but if I had to. Definitely not a Russian who's got like knuckle dusters and fucking a cup. He's wearing like a... So you can't kick him the balls or anything.
That, what about just a drunk culture, like some sort of country dance?
I don't really want that either, because...
No. Too sweaty?
Don't
know. Too many chains as well.
Yeah, you could probably choke him with a chain. There was a video from Derry last night I seen on the internet of some dude just getting glassed to death. Do you see it?
Yeah, you showed it to me.
Yeah, cool guys. Cool guys up there in Derry. I mean, who could you glass? What would someone have to do to you if really glassed them?
It would have to be some sort of weird apocalypse thing and they're trying to kill my family and I would just glass them. But in literally no other situation would I ever glass someone.
Nah. You want to learn jiu-jitsu so that you can just see the last breath of someone just disappear from their body as you choke them to death.
Well, people don't realise about glassing, because someone close to me when they were very young, for no fault of their own, got glassed. And you forget then that they will have...
You can tell me after.
I'll tell you after. They then have scars forever on their face, which people don't think about. You know, you can punch some, whatever, like fights will happen, you know, and bruises and stuff like that, but you glass them and you're like, you're scarring them essentially.
Or blinding them.
Well, yeah. Like, so it's like so vicious that things, it's like...
Things happen like... I know
just
a guy,
terrifying.
Like, you've no idea like how many little muscles and nerves are in your face. So I know a guy...
Yeah.
Got bottled and it went through a nerve and it looks like he's had a stroke.
But, and people don't think, not that you would, obviously you're not thinking about that, but that's why it's one of those vicious, horrible, nasty things to do, because, you know, it isn't just that someone's got a black eye or they've even broken arm or something, it's like, oh no, you could literally be permanently scarring someone, like, it's really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's unforgivable doing stuff like that, like, it's just so nasty.
I remember a guy in school, there was a guy in my school who just had this straight line right across his head that obviously got stapled. It had dots on, you know, like a Frankenstein animated fucking scar, like dots on either side. And it was rough as shit. It's definitely some scummy shit. Seriously, just learn to choke people. You choke them unconscious and just leave them there, let them wake up.
I don't think they would want that then. I think it is the fight that they like.
I mean, just don't fight. How about that?
How about everyone just from now on agrees to, if you have children in the future, raise them to be dead on, that they don't do that? That should be your number one rule if you have kids. First thing you tell them when they can start to speak, don't be a dick. That's it.
Yeah. Don't be a cog. Rasheed McGreevy. Squadcast was brilliant, but I take it there were some issues with the mics. Turned the volume up in my headphones to hear Kieran Bartlett, then got deafened by Aaron McCann. There you go. Fair play. Yes, there are some things need fucking fixed, obviously. I would say...
It was a bit of a trial run, really.
It was complete.
You almost did have to do it to see how it turned out.
You had to just jump in and see what the crack was. There was definitely too many people on it. That's a start, which means you have to level 6 mics, which is a fucking nightmare.
And you thought it was more widescreen than it turned out to be as well, so you couldn't actually see everyone on
it. Yeah, I could see everyone on the screen, but it captured it in square, which is bullshit. So the sound, I mean, Aaron, if we're doing a comedy night with one mic, you need to turn it off for one person, and then Aaron comes on, and you're like, yeah, just turn that off, actually.
Let him pretend he's stuck in the mic.
He laughs like lots of seagulls being burnt. Doesn't he? It's a big head, it's like an ant. But anyway, we'll fix it. Next one is going to have maximum 3 people on it. And turn the gain away down so that... Also, an old pop shield wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah.
I've ordered 5 of them, so they're on their way. Michael Pye, are you just the tip or a thumb it in soft kind of guy? Depends how you like it, Michael. You're talking about a man who looks like someone shaved a gorilla who eats nothing but meat. It's hard for me not to have erections. Okay, so thumb it in soft is off the table, sir. Moyne's left. Harry McSee, are you still a virgin? Absolutely. If you could own any animal, what would it be and why?
French bulldog.
Probably just a French bulldog, yeah. It's a wee grey French bulldog. Called, what do we say, Danny DeVito the dog?
Full name.
Yeah. Paul Farrell, Bill Burr, Ari Shaffir, and Louis C.K. are all hitting Ireland in the space of 2 weeks in August. Are you catching any of the shows? Definitely try and get to Bill Burr. Ari Shaffir. It depends where he's playing. I would definitely see him if it was handy. And Louis C.K. Oddly enough, big Louis C.K. Like, I'm a fan of Louis C.K. But my urge to go see him, for some reason, is not as strong. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'll watch his fucking TV show and I'll listen to all his stuff. But I just don't know if I would go out of my way to see him right now.
Where is he playing?
Dublin, I think. OT.
He's never done Dublin before, has he?
Probably not. I think Bill Burr has, but then he's playing Belfast this time, so we should definitely go to that. Anyway, final question. Paddy McKenna, are Jaffa Cakes the best bickies ever invented?
Yes.
Yes, it's actually a cake, so shut your... Is that Paddy Aino? Is that Paddy Aino? I mean, there's bound to be 400 Paddy McKennas, isn't there?
There's just so many ways to eat a Jaffa Cake, it's amazing.
I'm just trying to figure out what this guy looks like, if it's the one I know. No, I don't think it is, actually. I don't think so. Yeah, they're pretty sweet, though, aren't they? By the way, try eating one Jaffa Cake.
You can't. In fact, now you've said Jaffa Cakes, I instantly want a Jaffa Cake.
Need and want them. So that's going to have to be the end of the podcast. We're going shopping. I need to get changed. 6th of July, Lavery's Comedy Club, and 29th of October, Ulster Hall. Get your tickets soon so that we can all stop having full heart attacks around the place. Make sure you like the General Banter page. Get all the new podcasts, etc. Go on iTunes, subscribe. Go on SoundCloud, subscribe. Rate and review. Okay? All that shit. Anything you want, plug, Maureen?
No, that's good.
Mobel, Mo.Bell on Instagram if you want to fucking see some makeup.
Yeah.
And that's it. We talked a lot about people getting shot in a gay bar, so there's no better way to end this than one of my favourite ballads. Favourite ballads. So I'll see you next time then.
Have a nice day.